صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Today we will be continuing with our daily dua tafsir series. These are actually translations from the Urdu language that were given by lectures that were given by Sayyid Ali Murtaza Zaidi in 2007. I have merely translated them and have prepared them for the presentation here today. Any differences that are in this are solely mine, and inshallah I have tried my best to bring you an accurate translation. These are actually the daily du'as that are found in Mafatih al-Jinan. They're very short du'as that are one for every day for the month of Ramadan, and I'm going to be presenting the tafsir of day 5 today. Please send Allah salawat. So the du'a of today is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم اجعلني فيه من المستغفرين واجعلني فيه من عبادك الصالحين القانتين واجعلني فيه من أوليائك المتقربين برأفتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صل على محمد وعلى محمد. The first line is اللهم اجعلني فيه من المستغفرين. O Allah, let me be in this month or in this day for among those who turn repentant and ask forgiveness for their sins. The second line is وَجَعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ الْقَانِتِينَ. Let me be from among those who do good and obey you. وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِكَ الْمُتَقَرِّبِينَ بِرَأْفَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Let me be from among those who are your close friends through your kindness, O Most Merciful. So, going from the first line, one of the greatest attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is a Sattar al-Uyub, the one who hides weaknesses, you know, shameful acts. So essentially what we're saying here is He hides our sins. Allah is known as Sattar al-Uyub because He hides our sins. Not only does He hide our sins, but even after hiding these sins, He does not let these sins just open up in front of everybody, especially in the social sphere. Now, He doesn't do it so that person can say, oh, I haven't sinned and I have a blank slate to continue sinning. But rather, He does it so that inshallah, one day, maybe, just maybe, that sinner might turn back to Him and repent to Him. So He wants to keep that door of mercy open to him. So that one day when He does open up to him and come back to him, then he doesn't have to deal with the troubles or the difficulties of hiding his face and being shameful, you know, being ashamed in front of the entire society. Now, we are all sinners, but the thing is, we are not aware of each other's sins. Of course, the apparent sins we're aware of, but there's so many internal nafsi sins, you know, things that go on in within ourselves and within our houses that we are not aware of. And Allah's, now look at Allah's greatness when he's the Sattar al-Uyub, He hides these sins, and it gives us the ability to bear each other. For example, if we really knew exactly what kind of person, what kind of wrongdoer the person next to me is, can we even bear to sit next to them? Now think about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has hidden these sins of ours so that we are able to, inshallah, one day repent and return to Him. So that's what the opening of this dua is referring to. And so if we get this opportunity to ask for forgiveness and we take this initiative, we make the irada, Allah has invited, especially, you know, in this month, this is a good reason. Allah has invited us, and He says, come to me, my servants, and repent for your sins. Now that we are in this month, we are fasting, we are seeking forgiveness. What must we do? Just a few very basic tips on repentance that probably will be helpful. First and foremost is let go of that sin. And of course, in order to do that, we must regret that sin. We can't just let go of something that we do not despise and hate in our hearts. Now we know that in every court of law in the world, the wrongdoer always has to regret his actions. Him simply not repeating it again is not a premise for him to get off easily. He has to regret it. He has to truly be regretful of his actions. So for us, when we are committing that wrongdoing, when we're committing that sin, we're seeking for repentance, we're asking for repentance, we make the intention that we must never commit that sin again. And this is only possible through the feeling of regret. And how does this regret come? It comes when we really reflect on what we have done. We say, oh Allah, I have sinned in your presence. If it wasn't for your forgiveness, I would be completely destroyed. Oh Allah, if you were truly to punish me, where would I be? I could not bear to stand the punishment. Look, like we're just presenting ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that we are truly regretful. And one of the manifestations of this regret is through crying. And hopefully we can embark on this every time we go into dua, anytime we go into asking forgiveness. We always make sure we come to the point of regret that we can't help but our heart just shed tears. And this can be made possible by knowing that Allah's love for us is so great. Allah's mercy for us is so great. And how dare we even commit this shameful act in His presence? So, and if one starts thinking of, you know, along these lines, one way or another, his heart will come to regret. His heart will come to open up, and he'll start crying himself. This person will start crying. Now, the next line is, وَاجْعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ الْقَانِتِينَ. O Allah, make me of your righteous servants. Now, how does one become a righteous servant? We mentioned the first thing is to ask for forgiveness and do tawbah. And the second is to strengthen our servitude, our worship of Him. Improve our servitude to Him. Now, in our minds, maybe it might be an issue that comes with translation, but there is a misconception between worship and servitude. Worship or ibadat in our mind translates only into things such as fasting, praying, giving zakat. But servitude goes further than that. The Urdu word that the speaker has used is bandagi, true servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we use the word servitude, it makes much more sense in this case. Now, if we say servitude, then we're asking to be Allah's servant through all facets of being. Because we can pray, we can fast, we can do all those things, but how much is our servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much is it translating into our interaction with people, with our interaction with society, our rights towards each other, our rights towards ourselves? And the only way we can do this is by doing everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of us. And by realizing that whatever He is asking of us is actually the best for us. This is what perfection, this is what success for us is. Like we usually have a notion of thinking that servitude is almost like a slavery of some sort. You have to sacrifice something big for you have to sacrifice something of yourself for somebody else, and it's a zahmat for you. It's just a trouble for you. But rather, this servitude is something which is making us better off. This is what's giving us true success, because it makes us a complete human being. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us the best. And just like a good student in a classroom. Of course, when he realizes what the teacher has to teach him is the best for him, and to some extent he's sacrificing whatever preconceived notions he had about something. He's giving up those notions because he realizes whatever the teacher does have to teach him is way better for them. For him, that is a form of servitude. So this is the kind of servitude we're asking for in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say, وَجْعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ الْقَانِتِينَ. We know this is Allah's universe. You know, this universe is His creation, and He's aware of every little detail, every little mystery, every little secret that comes along with it. And if He's the one who is commanding me to do something, if I am to be His servant, then truly all the benefits are in there for me. He is the one who is all-knowing. He is the one who is, He's all-knowing. He's Alim. He's all-powerful. He's Qadir. He's Rahim. He's the most merciful. So there is no way this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can ever deceive us. God forbid, He can never deceive us with His laws, with His commandments. Because these are merely a reflection of His great stature, of a God who has always been looking out for us. So when we said, O Allah, make me a righteous servant, first I will repent, and then we are asking to make me a righteous servant. Now, be aware we're not just saying, make me do righteous deeds. Because we can do 1, 2, 3 righteous deeds, but we can never be righteous servants unless and of course we encompass within us all those, the true servitude, the true righteousness in all our actions, like I mentioned earlier. So we have to become righteous, not just do righteous deeds. But of course, by doing righteous deeds, one becomes righteous. For example, you know, we have, out of 10 decisions that we take in our lives, 9 will do according to the way it pleases us, and 1 will do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, where is the righteousness in that? We are choosing which part of it Allah wants, and then keeping the rest for us. I mentioned this 2 days ago, or yesterday as well. And so recapping a couple of the lines where he said, Allahumma ij'alni fihi min al-mustaghfirin waj'alni fihi min 'ibadika as-salihin al-qanitin. So that was be of those who turn true, who turn to you for repentance, and make me of those who are your righteous servants. And the third part is waj'alni fihi min awliya'ika al-mutaqarribina muqarribina bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Now, this we're in this part of the dua, we're asking, make me close to the awliya who are close to you. وَاجْعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِكَ أَوْلِيَائِكَ الْمُقَرِّبِينَ بِرَعْفَتِكَ. So what does this mean? These awliya are people who we know as such as the prophets, the imams, Sayyidah Zahra salamullahi alayha. And those who have embarked on making, having manifested in themselves the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know what some of these attributes are. We know He's merciful, we know He's kind, we know He's just. Since Allah is just, the people who want to be close to Him are just. Since Allah is kind, the people who want to be close to Him are kind. All those beautiful characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we manifest within ourselves. That's how we truly become like the awliya, who become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some attributes of Allah that if I manifest within me, if we manifest within us, there are some that He will give us Himself. Now what are these attributes? He says Himself in the Holy Quran, O my servant, obey me and I will give you my sifat, my characteristics. He says, I am Hayyul Qayyum, I am the one who is given, I am the one who will never die. If you become my true servant, I'll make sure you never die. I have so much power that I say be and it becomes kun fayakun. And we have seen that He has given that power to certain individuals throughout history. He will make us such that when we ask, when we say be, then it will become. The best example of this is no better than Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another example of this is Imam Ali alayhi salam. Another example is Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. Now, they become like, they have become what God has wanted them to become. And then Allah has given them more and made them closer to what it is it takes to be closer to Him. Now in a dua, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, you are just like I want you to be. I could not ask for a better Rabb, I could not ask for a better Lord than you. Now make me such a servant the way you want me to be. So this is a dua we should reflect on, because when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the way He wants us to be, and a lot of things come to our mind. We have weaknesses, you know, there are so many shortcomings within us. There are so many times we have sinned. We only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course He wraps up the dua with saying, make me as such that I will be a well-liked servant of yours, through your kindness, the most merciful. Ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Quick point again, once again, these are just translations that I am presenting in front of you.